information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Hello, Dr. Decker Weiss here, talking about fruits that fight insomnia. Dr. Holly Lucille is going to join us in a few minutes. It's not just fruits that fight insomnia. It's all sorts of foods that do that. And let me start off by saying that I can tell if a doctor or a practitioner is a really good one versus not with a simple question. How do you do in treating sleep problems? If their answer is, oh, it's no problem, or no, my patients, they come to me with sleep problems, I get rid of them all the time. I know they're fakers. I know that they're BSing me. And yes, we do this as doctors. We have these little egos. Now, Holly doesn't. She's much better than I am. She's above all these things. But I sure do. And I'll ask them this, and they'll say, oh, I can get sleep together all the time. Sleep is hard. Sleep problems are hard. And there's largely two main causes to sleep disorders, largely. And that doesn't mean I can fix them. I just know the causes. The first one being a cortisol stress issue. And this is the wired and tired sleeper. This is the folks that are laying up in bed, staring at the ceiling, and they might have been tired all day, but they are sharp and wide awake as soon as they hit those sheets. And that's a tough thing to manage. We have herbs that bring down cortisol naturally. It's a chronic adrenal fatigue issue. It's the beginning of what we call chronic fatigue syndrome, where you are tired all day but can't sleep at all night. And it's tough. And it's an adrenal management issue. The other type of sleep problem is the people who fall asleep. And then they'll wake up between 1 and 3 and 2 and 4. And then after that, they'll slowly fall back asleep. And then as soon as the light hits, they're like, wow, I feel better. That is liver issue. Again, that doesn't mean I can fix all these, but that's largely a liver detox is what we'll do for that, a liver toxicity issue with it. And there we do liver detoxes and constitutional hydrotherapy. And there's as many ways to detox the body and liver as there are stars in the sky. But at the end of the day, it is a liver issue. I can say in my practice, I have a lot of success with liver detoxes, helping those people who are waking up going to sleep. It's harder to succeed with the wired and tired folks, but both of them can be challenging, and it's always an individual thing. Now, the other thing about this is this, and we are going to talk about fruits and foods that fight insomnia. And here's the other thing about it is that it's an individual thing. It's an individual thing, and some things work for some people and others, you know, don't work for them. But with that comes in the foods. When people have sleep disorders, they've got to understand that it is a complete package of things that they need to do. It will not be one thing that's going to solve this sleep disorder. And if people say, well, hey, I take Ambien and I just go to sleep. No, you're out, but you're not REM sleeping. Sleep is like booze, listeners. There is fine wine and Schlitz malt liquor. And I'm sorry, but in my opinion, Ambien and things like Tylenol PM, they give you the Schlitz malt liquor quality of sleep. They do not give you the fine wine, good, healthy REM sleep that makes you feel rested and gets you moving. So with that, I've broken down the two different types of sleep things. Let's get to some stuff that you can change dietarily in the spirit that you can do a lot of things in order to help fight insomnia. Now, I understand, Dr. Holly, you joined us.
Holly, Dr. White, are you there?
I am here. I hear you perfectly. And we are exactly ready now for
awesome
fruits and foods that fight insomnia. Does something come off of your head that you think of first as far as foods like this?
Well, yes, and let me apologize. I had a little technical difficulty. I'm calling in now, and I'm with you. I've been listening to you. I love the sound of your voice. And here you go. I love what you were saying. And listen, you're right. You're right. The sort of the Schlitz, I can't even say it, malt liquor. Schlitz, malt liquor.
The Schlitz malt liquor of sleep, yes. Sleep. It's not quite a Hollyism. No. I'm trying, yes.
No, it's great. And you don't even have to depend on warm milk. Here's the deal. The best food for insomnia. And we've got other foods, too, that we're going to talk about today. We're going to tell you what the science says. Yep, this is mm-hmm science. We're backing this stuff up today. Anywhere from insomnia to high cholesterol, the food cures. We can use food as medicine. Guess what for insomnia? Tart cherries. Why? Yeah, they are that. Among the richest food source of melatonin. It's that same sleep-inducing hormone that is produced by our little pineal gland in the brain. The body's production of melatonin declines with age, and guess what? We start to have trouble sleeping. So there was actually a study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism that found that small doses of melatonin, this is like 0.3 milligrams, 0.3, not 3 milligrams, 0.3 milligrams, which you can get from food, helped insomniacs get a better night's sleep. And what more could you ask for?
Yeah, let me add something to that. More isn't better with any sleep drug, sleep herb, sleep hormone, whatever it is. So if your listeners out there and you're going, yeah, but when I see it in the stores, I see 5 milligram melatonins and 3 milligrams. That doesn't mean it's the best for you. First of all, the absorbability of the 0.3 milligrams is probably very, very high. But second of all, it's more is not better, and especially with sleep things, you can reverse it and flip it around. You take too much melatonin, you can actually cause the other side of the problem. So please don't think that just because that's a lighter dose, that that's an issue. The other thing I'll add to this, Holly, we know there's going to be other compounds we're going to find that are helping with sleep. It's not just going to be the melatonin, the tart cherries. I bet we're going to see more and more research coming out. Oh, by the way, it's this compound in cherries or this compound. I know we're going to see some of that stuff pop up as well.
Well, cherries are really, they're an incredible super fruit, I should say. They have a tremendous amount of research behind them. Tart cherries, anti-inflammatory, great for gout, et cetera. But I think what people should do, here's the deal. So if you are looking to use fruit that fights insomnia, do the tart cherry and eat them, okay? Eat tart cherries. Or you can actually drink one cup of juice about an hour before bedtime. So let's go on to some other food cures. What about cholesterol? Cholesterol is a hot topic, I think. Why? Because what is the go-to? You, as the naturopathic cardiologist, can tell me better than anybody. What's the go-to first-line defense medication from a really not only cardiologist, but also maybe your primary care physician, your internist? If you come up with your cholesterol slightly high, what are you going to be asked to go on?
Well, fiber. It's always going to be some.
No. What are you going to be asked to go on by your primary care doctor?
My primary care doctor is going to want to lower it with a drug, and they're willing to take that trade for potentially causing diabetes, memory problems, senile dementia, potentially heart failure, and some other conditions. It is that grave of them to do that. And I use that word grave because 10% of the people also have some very serious side effects from those medications versus
That's
using,
right.
I think, foods. And again, the one thing you have to understand when you look at cholesterol is drugging will bring those numbers down farther than foods will. But that doesn't make it a good thing.
It doesn't make it a good thing, and you're treating a lab test, you're not treating people, and when you identify and treat the cause, let's get into all of the confounding factors of why somebody's cholesterol would be elevated. And as well, first do no harm, we want to be able to do dietary modifications, lifestyle interventions, and when it comes to food and dietary modifications, let's use it as medicine. So we've got another study here as far as high cholesterol. We've got proof that foods that are rich in phytosterols, those are plant-based compounds, proven. Things like oat bran and oats that can lower LDL. That's our quote-unquote bad cholesterol. I personally don't believe any cholesterol is bad, but it has to be in the appropriate ratio, especially with the other lipids in our body. So we've been hearing about oats and oat bran for a long, long time. I would caution the listeners, not in the form of Cheerios, please. I do not think that is a whole grain. I think if you look at it, you can tell yourself, wake up, use your own mind. Hey, guess what? That is not a whole grain. That's a completely refined grain. But there has been studies done on plants. Phytosterols. These are plant-based compounds that can actually lower cholesterol.
So we just did fruits that heal, and we gave you a couple foods, tart cherry extract. Get that cup of juice in before bed, or eat tart cherries. It'll melatonin and other compounds probably. They're going to help you sleep and food your way to good health. We also talked about using fiber to bring down HDL, and don't forget those avocados to bring up HDL.